50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is
becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, we hear you.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
I do. Good morning, Envy.
And it's Monday.
Yes, it is.
Back
what
to
a
the
weekend.
Work week. Yeah, what a weekend. A lot of traveling for myself. I know for you as well.
Yes, I was in L.A. It was BET Awards weekend. I know you guys all watched the BET Awards last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually only out there. I was there Thursday to Saturday. Then I had to come back on the red eye Saturday to be back in Brooklyn for the start of the Big Three.
Mm-hmm.
That's the basketball tournament that Ice Cube just started. It kicked off in Brooklyn at the Barclays.
Right.
So we were both there.
That's right. I was in San Francisco first. And in San Francisco, I do this club called Hue. I do it like once every couple of months. It's just a long flight to get to the Bay Area, but I had a good time. Shout out to everybody in the Bay Area. And then let's talk about this Big Three tournament. Shout out to Ice Cube. He sold out the Barclays. He had his first Big Three. I mean, it was so many players there besides
all,
the players that were playing.
Yeah, and a lot of incredible guests. Whoopi Goldberg was there.
Whoopi Goldberg was there. LL Cool J was there.
James
Harden. Jalen Rose. Fabulous performed at halftime. Paul Pierce. It was a lot of people. It was a good event. Allen Iverson played. He did his thing. Kenya Martin. He got a little injured. He pulled a hamstring, so he was a little injured after that.
My girl Natori Norton was there from Power, a.k.a. Tasha, because Power was on last night also.
Yeah, it was a great game. So if you haven't got your tickets, make sure you get your tickets for whatever city it's coming to.
I think North Carolina's up next.
So shout to Ice Cube, because it was a dope event. It was a lot of family there. They had kids on the court shooting. They have this 4-point half-court shot, and if you hit, you win some money. So it was a dope event. I had a good time out in Brooklyn
the
weekend.
The way the Big Three works is whatever team gets to 60 first wins.
Yeah.
So that's how it works.
Yeah.
But it was good. It's very quick.
And it showed a lot of those old players still got
a lot of turnovers.
Al Harrington was getting busy. I don't know how old Al Harrington been or how long he's been out the league. He gained a little weight, but Al Harrington was getting busy.
Casino Mobley was doing his thing.
Yeah, they were getting busy. It was a good event. And then, of course, last night was the BET Awards.
Yes.
Did you watch them?
I was out. I actually had to go to Coney Island after that for mm-hmm. their 90th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And Fab was there with me as well. So by the time I got home, I walked in just when Chance the Rapper was getting his award.
Okay.
His humanitarian award.
Well, there's a lot to talk about. I mean,
know.
Of course, Meek Mill and Safari, what happened or what allegedly happened in that situation.
Oh, man. Then there's Joe Budden versus the Migos.
That was entertaining. And then it was Chris Brown versus the Migos, allegedly.
Yes, I heard about that.
So we got to get into all that. Plus front page news. What are we talking about in front page news?
Well, other things that happened over the weekend. It was the Pride Parade. You know, that's one of the biggest parades.
Charlamagne, you can hear us? All right, he is there, but I don't know if he can hear us. So go ahead, Yee.
Yeah, so the Pride Parade. So we'll get into that, though. That's one of the biggest parades for the LGBT community.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. That was Kendrick Lamar with Humble. Charlamagne, you there? Okay, still not there yet. All right, now let's get in some front page news. Now, over the weekend, of course, it was the Big Three. Ice Cube's three-man tournament, which was pretty dope, all right? My team won the team that I said was going to win. Ivis' team, they won one of the games. Of course, it was four different games.
There were four games.
Ivis' team won. Kenya Martin's team won.
Mm-hmm, but he got injured.
He got injured. You know who doesn't play that takes this very serious? Steve Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he
wanted to come up here, too, while he was here.
What? He almost got, like, four fights. Like, he takes it serious. Like
The other teams that won, Three-Headed Monster, they won.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying
Remember
to
remember
who
team?
Won the second game. Was it Tri-State? All right, go ahead.
Anyway, well, let's talk about the Pride Parade.
All right, yeah, the Pride Parade was in New York over the weekend. That's why it was so crazy, too, with the traffic and everything.
My goodness.
So that was on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, according to Mayor de Blasio, he said this is a moment where we have to really be there for each other in this city and in this country. The LGBT community contributes so much to the city. It's part of what makes New York City great. But he said there has been an uptick in bias incidents, even bias attacks. People are feeling pride, but they're also worried about the atmosphere that's been created over the last year or so in this this whole nation. So that's why this pride takes on a special meaning.
Charlamagne, you there?
Can y'all hear me now?
We can hear you.
Jesus Christ, what the hell was the problem?
I don't know. I'm not an engineer.
I need to know who to scream at.
All right.
I need you know, I like to balk for no reason. It's Monday morning. Good morning, everybody. How are y'all? How are you, Envy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
How are you, Angela Yee?
I'm well, thank you.
I was feeling great until, you know, I couldn't be heard this morning.
Well, we can hear you now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're in the middle of front page news.
Yeah, okay. Jesus Christ.
We'll talk about the Pride Parade.
I never seen this level of incompetence in my life, but whatever. Go ahead.
All right, and also Donald Trump is not doing the traditional White House end of Ramadan celebration dinner. He's not hosting the Eid al-Fitr dinner Eid al-Fitr. That's what it's called.
Why would he?
Well, it's a tradition. It's been 20 years that everybody's been doing it every single year.
But he don't like Muslims.
Tradition. Exactly.
But I like the fact he's consistent. He keeps the same energy at all times. If you want to build a wall, all right, and you want to do a Muslim ban, then why would you celebrate Eid Mubarak?
Well, it's a huge celebration in the Muslim community. And for Eid al-Fitr,
the first time
they started doing that, actually, the first dinner that was ever hosted by a president was President Thomas Jefferson back in 1805.
Mm. Listen, man, at least Donald Trump keeps that same energy.
He's consistent
at all times, all right? He want a ban on all things Muslim. You don't even listen to no DJ Khaled in this house.
They barely acknowledge Ramadan at all in the White House.
We see.
You want to do a Muslim ban? That sounds about right to me for this administration.
All right.
Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend. Maybe you had a horrible weekend. Or maybe you had a great weekend. Tell them why you're blessed. Either or. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Or if you feel blessed, you can call us now. Spread some positivity. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Jay, what up?
Yo, what up?
Now, your girl caught you cheating, bro?
Nah, my girl ain't catching you cheating. Look, this is what happened. You know Facebook got old-ass posts. So my girl was on Facebook, and she seen me talking and flirting with one of her new friends. So now it's a big-ass thing.
Well, you shouldn't have been flirting with one of your new friends.
So why are you flirting?
How do I know that's a new friend when that's old?
You can't get mad at her for being mad that you were flirting. You were the one flirting, bro.
I wasn't flirting while I was with her, though.
You just said you was flirting with her. You said talking and flirting.
He said he was with his girl at that time, though.
I got with my girl in 2012.
After that, he said.
From 2011. I didn't even know my girl then.
Oh.
Yeah, she shouldn't have got mad at that then.
That's probably the excuse he's using, but that's probably not what really happened.
Karen, good morning.
Good morning, people. How you doing today?
Now, we are doing great and blessed. Now, you feel blessed this morning?
Yes, I feel blessed because in spite of trials and tribulations, I still live. I should have been dead. They were trying to kill me before I was born. So
what?
Well, you're supposed to be an abortion?
Yeah, a lot of people didn't want my mother to have a baby because they want her to babysit their kids. So when my mother got pregnant, they said, kill that thing. They literally said that.
They wanted her to have an abortion. Jesus Christ, you don't gotta say kill that thing.
That's what they said. I'm recounting what they said. My mother told me that's what they said.
Why did she tell you that?
So what happened? Did you grow up to be more than just a thing?
Yeah, well, I grew up to help people. I'm an asset to my family and my community. I mean, I'm not no mogul or anything, but I do the best I can, and I thank God every day for breath. And I wrote a poem about Princess Diana's death. Got into a poetry book, so...
Okay, all right.
It's called A Date in Vellum. I don't know how much... Yo, Charlamagne, man, I'll give you $50 if in 1 minute you'll know what the word vellum is. But I got my $50. I know you won't be able to do it.
No, I have no idea what vellum... I have no idea what vellumism is. That sounds like a Marvel villain. That sounds like somebody the Avengers would try to take out.
Well, I'm glad you blessed, Mama.
Okay, I'm going to just read some of this poem. I'm not going to do the whole thing. It's long. A somber engagement, undeniable and encased in vellum. Color-coded invitation as the verses, periwinkle and melon. An English rose to revere, respect, and remember. The bloom plucked in August, laid to rest in September. Oh, what a gathering of the very small and the very great. Mourning multitudes without vellum invites still keep the date. The vellum elite will mourn in the Abbey of Westminster. 1,900 seats of Summer Abbey.
Mama.
I'm going to be honest with you. I love the fact that you bogarted the Breakfast Club to say your poem, but I wish you would have told us what vellum means before you did the poem.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now.
Nope, too late.
Vellum is a fancy paper that very rich elite people use to invite people. It's like a very fancy type of paper, especially made, and the average person could not afford it. As a matter of fact, it's even hard to get the damn thing unless you know who to talk to.
All right. Well, I got to give me some vellum paper. That's what it's called?
You could have had $50 if you would have known.
Nah, no.
I wish I had some vellum paper to stick in my ears before you did that poem.
Goodness gracious. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to get something off your chest or you feel blessed, hit us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Mark, tell him why you mad, Mark.
Yo, I'm mad, man. First, I want to say, if Charlamagne don't say yo like 49 times, I ain't going to wake up, man.
Well, I was here to say yo, but we had a problem on the engineering side, and you couldn't hear me say yo.
Difficulties.
Yeah,
it happens.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah, live radio, baby.
But why you mad?
Already. Look, man, I just want to say, how Tupac ain't got a Hollywood star yet, man? This is sad.
Well, he kind of died before he got a chance to really get a Hollywood star.
It's a brick on the wall, man. It's a brick on the floor, man. Come on now.
So you think he should get a posthumous Hollywood star?
Yes.
Did I say that right? I started to say post-hummus, but hummus is what I had last night on the plane.
Posthumous. My goodness. Doug.
What up?
Now, you didn't like the New Edition tribute at the BET Awards?
Oh, my God. It was Bay Bay's kids. They were terrible. They didn't know the words.
Stop it.
And you had your boy with the hat, with the pink hat to the side.
Stop it.
It was crazy.
Those guys are great. That was probably one of the best, the highlights of the BET Awards. Stop it.
No, New Edition themselves are great, but the two people, I'm talking about, they had the worst little kids up there. I mean,
those were kids. They can't do the voices in the songs.
My man from Empire was terrible.
Yeah, he was a little off. But I mean, you're doing New Edition.
Yeah, that weak onesie. Right, but he had that weak onesie on with the little airbrush. It was terrible.
No, that's man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, maybe I ain't paying attention like
overalls?
That.
They were overalls, but they were too tight. His nipple was out on the right. He was
By the way, the nipples were out in the 90s too, sir. You just didn't care no more. Y'all so crazy. The nipples were definitely out when they used to wear the overalls with no shirts underneath in the 90s.
Cardi.
Yeah.
What's up, bro? Why you mad this morning?
Man, I'm mad because, my little brother had me drop him off. He said he was going to a friend's house. So I go to the store or whatever when I drop him off. So on my way back, I go to pick him up. It's like 20 cops out there and somebody running behind him trying to beat him up. He started breaking somebody's crib, yo.
Your little brother?
Wow.
My little brother.
You should whoop his ass.
Yo, when he get out, I'm going to whoop his ass for real. Yo, Charlamagne there?
Yeah. I'm right here, bro.
Yo, Charlamagne, you my boy, I just got done reading your book.
Hey, thank you, man. Black privilege, opportunity comes to those who create it is available now. Hey, listen, man, I don't think you should whip your little brother's ass because you never know what's going to happen to him in jail. His butt might be a little tender. You know what I'm saying? he might come home with a little tender butt. So
you need to whoop his ass.
Don't go whipping his...
But hold on. The thing is, he just got out not even a week ago.
How old is he?
He's 18.
Where's dad? Your dad around? His dad's around?
Nah, his dad's up in Philly where we from.
Well, this is what you got to say to him. Please say this to him. Be like, you must got a boyfriend in there because you keep wanting to go back. You got to say that to him. That's going to piss him off.
I'm going to say it. He might try to swing on me, but I'm going to say it.
You got to say that.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
You ain't scared of him, right?
Nah, I'll be knocking him out.
All right, cool. All right, just making sure.
This sound like ATL part two. You sound like T.I. Little big brother. Little big brother want to check little brother because little brother out there in the streets wilding.
All right. Well, get it off your chest. 800.
Hey, I want to say I'm blessed. I want to say I feel blessed.
Why you feel blessed?
Because this weekend I was moderating the BET Genius Talks. And I got to sit down with Tracee Ellis Ross and Issa Rae and New Edition and Nick Cannon and Miss Ava DuVernay. So I touched the hem of Ava's garment. So basically, I'm blessed forever.
There you go.
I just want y'all to know that.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, more problems for All Eyes on Me. We'll tell you who's suing them now. And let's start talking about the BET Awards weekend immediately.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, BET Awards, everybody was out there, including Joe Budden and DJ Academics with their show Everyday Struggle. Now, they were attempting to interview the Migos, but it wasn't going so well. Here's what happened.
Do it look like I'm ripped off Bad and Bougie?
Nah. I mean, that's one thing I like about the group. Because ever since when you went in jail, even though you might see one or the other, y'all move as a collective.
All right, we got to wrap this up, though.
Let's wrap it up, then.
Hey, listen, man. I wish I could talk to the Migos longer, man. It's one of my favorite groups. I've been covering for so long. I'm glad they succeeded, man.
Hey, man, you guys are nominated tonight. Have a good show.
Wait. Explain the Negro nonsense that happened.
Yeah, it started off with DJ Academics asking a question to Take Off about being left off of Bad and Bougie. He said, does it sound like I was left off Bad and Bougie?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he couldn't hear him because he kept asking him, huh?
Oh, Academics hear could hear him. Stop it.
Well, they said it was loud in there.
He was trying to play Take Off. He could hear him.
Right, so that's when Joe Budden, I guess, got frustrated and got up and walked out and then came back and said, let's wrap it up.
Well, we haven't seen the whole interview yet because they only put out a minute clip. I think that Joe probably was frustrated because the Migos were giving a Migos-type interview. We've
right.
all interviewed the Migos. The Migos are not good people to interview. And I think the Migos should not give interviews. They make great records, but interviews aren't their thing. And that's fine. It's a lot of these new guys who don't do interviews. You don't see too many Young Thug interviews. The Weeknd rarely does interviews.
Lil Uzi Vert you don't see.
Yeah, J. Cole, even Kendrick now. So I think the Migos should do the same thing and not give interviews because it's a waste of everybody's time.
Now, Joe Budden had put out the clip and said, had the pleasure of speaking with the Migos, Everyday Struggle. Then he said they shouldn't have sat there. This is all on Twitter. And he went on to say, I was justified. I'd had enough.
I guarantee you it is because the Migos were giving a terrible interview, which they usually do.
And then Joe Budden went on to say they was just a little too sassy for me. That's all. Y'all think everybody with the song you like can fight. LOL.
Now the only thing I will say, I've heard Joe say that he doesn't feel like Offset and Takeoff are as talented as
Quavo.
Mm-hmm. You got to have that same energy when they sitting there with you, Joe. When this interview drops today, I need to hear some of that rhetoric.
Okay, well, we don't know what's in the interview yet, like you said. I don't even know how long the interview is.
So. Doesn't seem like that long.
No.
We shall see. Now, also at the BET Awards, of course, they had to take some time out to honor Prodigy, who passed away. Here is Lil' Kim and Havoc on stage.
This week, hip-hop suffered a painful loss with the sudden passing of our brother, Prodigy. His pen painted vivid pictures of street life. He made what was ugly sound beautiful.
For over 20 years, he and I went through it all and seen it all. I'm going to miss my dude. This loss is painful, but the lyrical legacy he left with us will impact the culture forever. Rest in peace, Prodigy, my brother.
All right.
They should have did a tribute for him, though.
And Kendrick Lamar had some words as well when he was on stage.
Prodigy inspired my first mixtape at 16 years old, YHNIC. Believe that. Off that album, I was inspired to study my skills and work on my connection with my neighborhood and how can I inspire them the same way he inspired the streets. You know what I'm talking about?
They should have did a tribute for him. They should have had people come out and do a tribute for him. I know they said it was last minute, but he passed away, 2 weeks ago? They could have made some arrangements. If it was another artist, a R&B artist, or I think they would have did that tribute for him.
I mean, if it was a bigger artist, I don't think it was an R&B artist. I love Mobb Deep, you know what I mean? But I think if it was a bigger artist, they definitely did a tribute.
Mobb Deep wasn't big for the culture?
I think they were big for the culture, but come on, you still got to think ratings. You know what I mean? What you going to do? Shook Ones, Survival of the Fittest, Quiet Storm.
They could have just did Shook Ones. They could have had some of the new artists do Shook Ones.
Or they could have did the Quiet Storm remix.
Yeah.
That sounds good to us old heads, but, you know, I can understand why BET didn't do that.
All right.
They did George Michael, right?
I know. Now, come on now. In my world, Mobb Deep is bigger than George Michael, not even close. But let's deal with reality, Envy. George Michael or Mobb Deep?
Black Entertainment Television, they should have did Prodigy.
George Michael or Mobb Deep?
They should have did Mobb Deep. For our culture and what we watch, they should have done
Prodigy. All right,
Prodigy,
guys, let's wrap this up, guys. We're going to get into more of this morning. And last but not least, All Eyes on Me, more issues. Now, Kevin Powell is suing them. He actually says that the journalist that was interviewing Tupac in jail from All Eyes on Me was based on him and his interviews that he did with Tupac. He said he wrote a series of articles for Vibe in the mid-90s focusing on Tupac's two major influences and the gangster rap movement. And according to his lawsuit, he says that LT Hutton did an interview just this month saying he looked at all of the interviews of Tupac to make the movie. So he's trying to say that he feels that this was based on him and he's suing. I don't know that you can. He says the script stole his interviews. But I kind of feel like when you do a movie like this, I don't know how much ground you have for a lawsuit, because you could do a movie on anybody you want.
Did you see
unless it's like word for word.
Did you see the script that John Singleton wrote for Tupac leaked with him getting raped in jail?
He put it out. It came out?
Yeah, I don't know. TMZ got it.
With no.
Yeah, well, we told you what was in it.
Yeah, with the threesome with Afeni Secure.
Yeah.
And it was like Tupac was watching it. Tupac watched the threesome happen.
I don't know that I would have wanted to see that script at all.
Yeah, they say he watched the threesome happen, then he went to go write How Do You Want It.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, over the weekend, shout out to Ice Cube. He had his big three tournament at the Barclays Center.
It was sold out.
It was definitely sold
out.
Listen,
I was sitting in there, and all these people kept texting me, asking me for tickets. And I was like, listen, I'm not doing the event. I don't have tickets.
There was a lot of people in the building. Whoopi Goldberg was there. LL Cool J. I seen Paul Pierce. I seen James Harden. Fabulous.
Notori was there.
Notori from Power was there. Iverson's team won. Iverson, he did pretty good. Kenyon Martin got injured. He didn't really get to...
Jason Williams got injured as well. His injury was bad. He was laying on the floor screaming. I felt terrible for him.
Yeah, but it was a good tournament. If it comes to your city, make sure you get your tickets ASAP. Now, let's talk about Gay Pride.
Yes, Gay Pride Parade was in New York over the weekend celebrating the LGBT community. Huge parade out here on Fifth Avenue. And Mayor de Blasio said the LGBT community contributes so much to the city, but he did admit that there has been an uptick in bias incidents, even bias attacks. He said people are feeling pride, but they're also worried about the atmosphere that's been created over the last year or so in this whole nation. So right now, it's taking on a very special meaning in protecting the community.
All right. Now, what about Donald Trump? What happened with Donald Trump now?
Well, Donald Trump, for the past nearly 20 years, every year, they've had a dinner at the White House to celebrate the end of Ramadan. And it's called the Eid al-Fitr dinner. Well, apparently, Donald Trump has decided not to host that dinner, and he broke that nearly 20-year tradition. He actually barely observed Ramadan this year at all. They made, like, one statement at the beginning of the month, and that was about it.
Why is this news? The guy wants to ban Muslims. He does not like Muslims. Why is this news? I'd be surprised if he did acknowledge Eid Mubarak and celebrate Ramadan. I don't know why this is news.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, that's front page news.
I also want to salute BET. I was at the BET Genius Talks this weekend, man. I got a chance to interview Issa Rae, Tracee Ellis Ross, New Edition, Nick Cannon, and Ava DuVernay. I got to touch the hem of Ava DuVernay's garment. So basically, I'm blessed forever. And y'all really can't tell me nothing right now. I just want y'all to know that, honestly.
Well, nice.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, let's discuss Safari and Meek Mill.
Now, this is a complex situation. All right. Tell them what happened over the weekend.
We don't really know. There's an incident where it looks like Safari, he says he got jumped. Actually, here's what Safari had to say about the whole incident. But Meek is there, but he's not participating in the activity. We don't know if he was the person that called on his friends to do this. We don't know if he had any idea anything was happening, or he just pulled up at the wrong time.
It looks like the same dude who hit Beanie Sigel was the same dude who jumped on Safari. Let's throw that out there.
All right, well, here is what Safari had to say.
I hopped out the whip, saw Meek, he hopped out. Then I just got snuck. Whole bunch of Meek, you are the biggest on this planet. One-on-one, you can't with me. So that's why you had to do that. Call me from the back. Call me from the side. All white. I'm still clean and I still got all my on. But my, the way you move like a bitch. You act like you the hardest on this planet. You are not hard, my. You roll 20 deep everywhere because you're scared to death. Meet me anywhere one-on-one out here while you out here this weekend being scared because you still running from the game.
I will say, though, it looked like it was kind of like a fair fight. Safari had about 2-3 guys with him, and it didn't seem like it wasn't no 20 guys I saw with Meek, by the way.
I think Meek had like 4 or 5, and I don't know how many Safari. I only seen one other with Safari.
I couldn't tell who was with who. I just saw people running.
I only seen one other with Safari.
I just know it's a very complex situation because I've never seen someone's ex get their ex's ex beaten up. Meek is Nicki's ex. Safari is Nicki's ex. And Meek allegedly got Safari beaten up. Never seen anything like this. So I wonder if this is a first. Mm. Have you ever gotten your ex's ex beaten up?
Of course not. I don't believe in that.
I've never seen it. I thought that once you're both exes, the beef just leaves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Have you ever been someone's ex and gotten your ex's ex beaten up?
But Wow. And they were talking very disrespectful to each other. So when they seen each other, they had to have the same energy. And
the beef isn't over that anymore. Now it's us just being disrespectful toward each other.
Right. It has nothing to do with Nicki now. Now it's just it's the disrespect.
Yeah, but Meek can't really be upset, especially if, you know, what Safaree says is true. And Meek was telling Nicki things that Safaree was doing when him and Safaree used to hang out. Of course, Safaree not going to have nothing good to say about him.
That is true.
And of course, he's not going to have anything good to say about him. But I mean, this is a very complex situation because I've never seen someone's ex get their ex's ex beaten up.
I don't even know how to ask that question.
have you ever seen someone's ex getting their ex's ex beaten up?
Okay.
Oh, man, drop one of Clues Bombs for me. My ghetto vernacular.
I'm confused.
All right, so 800-585-1051. The question is, have you ever seen your ex get your ex's ex beaten up? Did I say that right?
That's it.
Oh, I said it right.
Have you ever
I was practicing that one.
That's right. That's right.
All right. 800-585-1051. That's what we're asking this morning. Have you ever seen your ex? What is it again?
Have you ever? Yeah.
I remember.
Okay. Have you ever been someone's ex and gotten your ex's ex beaten up?
There you go. He said.
That's it. Have you ever been someone's ex and gotten your ex's ex beaten up?
All right. What that guy said. 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Safaree and Meek Mill. Over the weekend, they got into an altercation.
Which is quite weird because neither one of them are with the girl that they're probably fighting with. They're probably fighting over anymore.
But it's past the girl because now it's a matter of disrespect.
Yeah, but you got to look at the whole situation, though. I mean, Safaree says that Meek used to tell Nicki, you know, dirt that he was doing, and
right.
That's how he got close to Nicki. So, of course, Safaree's not going to have anything good to say about Meek. I just find it very weird that now that Meek is Nicki's ex, he went and got somebody to beat his ex's exes up.
Well, allegedly.
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 So that's the question we're asking this morning. Have you ever been someone's ex and gotten your ex's ex beaten up?
All right, well, let's go to the phone line. Sweets, good morning.
DJ Envy, what's good, Playboy? How are you, baby?
What's good, Playboy?
What's up, bro?
Hey, Miss Lee, how you feel? What's going on, Charlamagne? What's poppin' with you?
It's all right,
what's
it's happening? All
right. It's Yee, not Lee, but all right.
You must not heard me. I did say Yee.
Okay, now we're asking, have you ever got your ex's ex beat up?
I've never got them beaten up, right? But at the end of the day, like, dudes is kind of weird. If you understand what I'm saying, I've mm-mm. been with a girl, right, and her ex-man might be mad that I'm at her, so he start talking junk about me, and as a man, I start talking junk about him. Then we both break up with her, and then at the end of the day, we might meet up in the club and grin at each other, and then when we pull it together, we start talking about her, and then at that time, we trying to do a double up on her or something.
What?
Oh, so that's how you saying it should have been. Meek and Safaree should have been chopping it up with each other.
Oh, you know what should I mean? They? Oh, that was money. That was for the ages right there.
Okay.
That was for the ages.
All right. I'm a little confused, but I rock with you, bro.
I don't know about that.
Hello, who's this?
This is Lola.
Hey, Lola. Have you ever got your ex's ex beat up?
I never got my ex's ex beat up. I was the ex I had broke up one time. And the whole situation was, we were talking trash to each other when we, you know, I was with him and the ex was talking trash to me. So when I seen her out in public, I got at her, but it had nothing to do with him at that point. It was all about disrespect. And
right.
The beef don't end just because, you know, I'm no longer with him. I'm going to see you. I'm going to slap you. And that was when I was younger, obviously, but
I don't know if I agree with that because of the way that Meek and Nicki got together, allegedly. Safaree said
that. But that's allegedly. Let me just say this. Just because even if Meek did say something, that didn't guarantee him the draws from Nicki. Like, give her credit for her own mind.
True, you're right.
He can say what he wants. That don't mean she was going to get with him. Now, if that's what happened, that's what happened. But she said if she wanted to give it to Meek, she gave it to him because she wanted to give it to him. Safaree that up.
All right. Well, you know, there's always three sides to a story. There's Meek's side, Safaree's side, and then there's the truth. I mean, we don't know what happened, but the level of disrespect that they were going towards each other, I think, was past Nicki. But I kind of, if that was my ex, I wouldn't even want to beef with you no more. Look, you're my that's my ex. You're not effing with her no more. I'm not effing with her no more. Why are we beefing?
That's what I'm saying. And from what I'm hearing from these phone calls, this might be a first. This might be in the Guinness Book of World Records. This might be the first time that someone's ex got their ex's ex beaten up. I mean, like, this might be a first. This might be a very rare thing.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. Have you ever got your ex's ex beaten up? Did I say that right?
Yes.
All right. It's the morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Meek Mill and Safari. Now, over the weekend, they got into a little altercation. Safari was walking out of, I guess, a club or a day party. And Meek Mill just happened to pop up. Well, they got into a fight. Well, I wouldn't say it got into a fight. He got jumped.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't get jumped. They attempted to jump him. It's a very rare and complex situation because I've never seen someone's ex get their ex's ex beaten up. Like, you know, this is really a first. Meek is Nicki's ex, Safari is Nicki's ex, and Meek got Safari beaten up, allegedly. Or attempted to get beaten up.
People right. Never seen anything like this. People arguing over, should he have ran? Should he have fought?
People were comparing it to my situation when the can I get a drop situation.
Right.
The difference is I was by myself, and it was four guys. Safari had people with him, so he kind of should have squared up a little bit.
Did he have people? Because I only see one guy fight for him. I only see one guy swing, and I didn't see nobody else.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's all you need. I mean, it wasn't like, I know he said it was 20 guys, but I only saw like two or three guys jumping on him.
It was about four.
I'll tell you what. I'll take me and one of my guys against a four any day. I'll take a 2-on-4 any day, but I'm not taking a 4-on-1.
Right. Well, let's go to the four lines. Hello, who's this?
Hello, it's PG.
Hey, man. Have you ever got your ex's ex jumped? A beat up?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it happened to me, man.
I thought Meek was the first. Damn it.
Man, it's a crazy situation, man. My ex had actually been talking crazy to my BM, man, and my BM texted me and told me she was going to pull up on her, man, at her house. She wanted her address at first. I wouldn't give it to her, man, because, you know, I ain't too much want to be a part of that, man. You know, I was with somebody else at the time, but, I mean, she officially got her address, man, and rolled up on her with her sister and her little homie. And, you know, called her outside. She came outside. I don't even know why she came outside, man, because she couldn't fight, man. But she came out, man. They whooped her, man.
What made her do that if you're with a whole nother girl? Like, I don't understand. What made her want to do that now?
Man, come on, man. Because, man.
What?
Too strong for him, man.
Oh, Lord. I knew you was going to say that.
All right,
I knew
bro,
that
you
was going to give your penis the props.
Hello, who's this? Marcos.
Hey, how are you?
Have you ever been someone's ex and got your ex's ex beaten up?
Actually, I've been someone's ex before. I've probably been somebody's ex before. And he was dating another guy, and he was dating me at the same time, but I didn't know that he was dating another guy. So, long story short, me and his ex, we became best friends because of him.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what
you're
talking
about. People getting beat up. You call up here talking about how your booty got beat up. Your booty was getting beat up?
No. I'm just saying, like, you know, you guys said that. Have I ever gotten my ex's ex gotten beaten up, right?
Yes.
No, I didn't get my ex's ex beaten up because we became friends.
I can't with you this morning.
Oh, y'all became friends. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know people who have done that, by the way. Women try to do that all the time. They try to befriend the ex's ex. And then y'all click up and start hanging out. It's kind of corny.
That's awkward.
But that's what the first caller was saying Safari and Meek should have did, because he said that's what him and the dude did.
Well, the only thing I would say about Meek and Safari is that they were cool with each other first.
I don't know how cool
they were.
They were really cool.
Because he did some things in front of him, apparently, that he was able to go back and tell Nicki. So they had to have some level of coolness.
Yeah, that's true. I thought they met at my birthday party, honestly.
Good job, Envy.
Sorry. All right, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is, if you're someone's ex, no need to get your ex's ex beaten up, because that ain't none of y'all girl no more. Who cares? Like, it ain't worth it. I'm not about to be running down the street getting chased after by some dudes for a chick that I ain't dealt with in a long, long time. No, absolutely not.
All right.
And I'm not going to violate my parole, maybe, by sending some dudes to beat up a guy over a girl I don't deal with anymore. It makes no sense.
Allegedly. All right. Now, let's get to the rumors next. I'm confused with all this.
Yeah.
Because you ain't paying attention.
Let's talk about Kendu Isaacs. What does he have to say to Mary J. Blige now? He did some posts about her over the weekend. Also, Chance the Rapper. He got the Humanitarian Award at the BET Awards. I'm going to tell you what he had to say. And Remy Ma. What did she get at the BET Awards? We'll tell you what she won.
All right.
It's all a big deal.
And more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Remy Ma.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, congratulations to Remy Ma. She actually won, okay, for the best female hip-hop artist at the BET Awards.
Drop on the clues bombs for Remy Ma, damn it.
Now, Nicki Minaj has won this award for the past 7 years in a row. So now Remy has taken that award home. Here's what she had to say when she got up to make her speech.
I just want to say, y'all just got fat while we starved. Shots in your pads in your bras. Y'all some liars. It ain't no facts in your song. And yeah, that crown is coming back.
Yeah, I saw people saying that they didn't feel like Remy Ma deserved it, and I was like, how? If it's based on what you did last year? I mean, come on, Remy had a great year last year. All the Way Up was a huge record.
Yeah, I think both Remy Ma and Young M.A. had huge years last year. I just think where Remy came from and how she was able to overcome everything was pretty dope, so congratulations to
Remy. But I think Remy's profile was still even way bigger with the Love and Hip Hop stuff, and we cannot let anything distract us from the fact that Remy Ma destroyed Nicki Minaj over the ether, this ether instrumental as well, okay? Remy had a great year.
Yeah, Remy did have a great year. Shout out to her. I actually saw her at the celebrity basketball game at the BET Awards. I was Fat Joe's assistant coach at the game.
You didn't play?
No, I was assistant coach.
Oh.
Of course I wasn't playing. Young M.A. played on our team, though, and at one point they passed her the ball and she dribbled to the wrong hoop.
No way.
Yeah.
and salute to Cardi B, too. If Cardi B's trajectory keeps going the way that it's going, she'll definitely be getting that BET Best Female Hip Hop Award next year.
Yeah, they love her out there in the streets, boy.
Yes.
Her record's doing well.
But that celebrity game was actually really fun. Chris Brown and the game were on the same team. Totally not fair.
Oh.
But we had Rotimi and Trevor Andrew on our team, and they are really good. Rotimi used to play basketball in high school. He was actually the captain. So he did a great job, and Trevor's an all-around athlete, so they was killing it too.
Dope. When I pulled up to the L.A. Convention Center on Saturday, because I had to do the BET Genius Talks, I guess they took me to the wrong entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And the first couple people I saw was Chris Brown and his crew and Game and WAC 100 and all of them. And I said, this can't be the entrance that Ava DuVernay and Tracee Ellis Ross and Issa Rae is coming through. So please, take me to that entrance. This has to be the wrong entrance. And it definitely was the wrong entrance.
So you didn't go
that way? You didn't want to say what's up?
Absolutely not. No. I said what's up to WAC. I did say what's up to WAC.
And Mace was
You know why I said what's up to WAC?
Why?
Because the car that I was, WAC and Game pulled up in a drop top Bentley. I was in the car in the front. WAC jumped out, slapped on the car we was in, and told us to move. And I rolled the window down like, WAC, what's up? And then he was like, oh. And he was like, my bad. And he was like, yeah, but I just need you. I need the car to move. I gotta get the Phantom through or whatever it was. Wraith, Ghost, some type of spirit.
So you basically had to say hello.
I mean, why wouldn't I? why wouldn't I roll the window down and say what's up?
All right, well, in addition to that, Mace was on our team also. You know, Mace is a baller as well.
Mace used to ball out.
Yeah.
He still balls?
He was on our team, yeah.
He got busy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mace used to
be
busy.
He, like, left early, though. I don't know what happened. But anyway, it was a good game. Stevie J played on the other team. It was pretty funny, though.
Mm-hmm.
But they were taking it very seriously. All right, Kendu Isaacs has some things to say to Mary J. Blige. Now, he posted a picture of her. He said, I love you to death, Mary J. Blige. I can't even begin to understand why you are going on about this the way you have been. I never wanted to discuss our life airing the laundry. You know me better than that. You and I really need to talk and stop all this negative nonsense. I love you and I will always, regardless of your actions. Kendu, stop it. He's talking about her actions. What about his actions? When people don't take responsibility for what they did.
What did
clearly
he do,
hurt
Angela
her
Yee?
Clearly spill, he hurt her feelings by cheating on her with the woman that she had signed to her.
Oh, he did cheat on her? I didn't know you cheated on her.
Shut up, man. Mary was here and said it, man.
Mary did say that.
Yeah, that's right. Not. I didn't make that up. You think I just came out of nowhere with that?
Well, you're absolutely right. Kendu,
and then he also posted her. He said, that intro was so forced. Okay, it's time for me to tell the truth. I don't know what that truth is.
Nah, you can't do that.
Stop
it. Yeah, if you're a man and, you know, you got caught out there cheating,
you got to take that on the chin.
You got to take that L, bro.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, Chance the Rapper, he got honored at the BET Awards, and that is, by the way, very well-deserved, the BET Humanitarian Award, and Michelle Obama actually intro'd Chance the Rapper. Here is what she said.
In addition to making some really amazing music, Chance has been taking that big, bright spotlight that follows him around, and he's shining it on young people in our hometown of Chicago. Time and again, he has been standing up, speaking out, and doing the work to get kids in our community the education they deserve. And with these passionate efforts, Chance is showing our young people that they matter.
All right, well, here is Chance the Rapper accepting that humanitarian award as well.
I had plans originally to try and tell the world and everybody watching how to make it a better place, to tell everybody in this government that y'all need to let everybody out of jail for selling weed before y'all start making it legal for people to sell it and make capital off it. I was gonna tell the Chicago public school system not to take out a loan from Chase Bank when they know that our schools are planning on failing in our district. I was gonna tell those judges that we just need a conviction when you know these is wrong for doing this. I want to be more involved outside of just my community in Chicago. I want to travel overseas and help out people all over the world.
All right.
Hey, drop on the clues bonds for Chance the Rapper, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
No Chance the Rapper slander shall prosper, okay?
Right.
Chance is a great kid.
And clearly he puts his money where his mouth is, too.
Very passionate. Yep, absolutely.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Thank you, Angela Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Oh, man. Donkey today, ironically, is going to somebody that you may or may not know. And he's getting donkey today because he thinks everybody knows him. It's a young rapper named Ugly God who needs to come to the front of the congregation. We like to have a word with him. Envy, you know who Ugly God is, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, June 26th goes to a... Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, June 26th. I started over.
Okay,
It sounded like a recording.
Donkey of the Day for Monday, June 26th. All right, goes to a young man named Ugly God. Now, by a show of hands, if you don't know who Ugly God is, raise your hands. Okay, we're on the radio, and I can't see any of you all, but I'm going to assume that a lot of you grown-ass adults who listen to The Breakfast Club have no idea who Ugly God is. Well, Ugly God was on the 2017 Double XL freshman cover. Yes, the one that just came out and made all of us feel old, that one. Now, I am not the guy on the radio that's out here trying to act younger than I am. My born day is this Thursday, June 29th, and I am happy to be here. Age is a blessing. I feel privileged to be growing older and growing and evolving every day. So when I look at the 2017 Double XL freshman list and the people on it look unfamiliar, it doesn't bother me in the least bit. I'll call up one of my young boys like DJ Academics or Relly on Smash and tell him, put me on. Well, Ugly God is one of those youngins they put me on to, okay? He's 20 years old, and he is the leader of a crew called the Little D Click. And when I say D, I mean penis. Drop one of Clues Bombs for that name. All right?
You like that?
I love it. All right. Always undersell and overdeliver, even if your penis isn't little. Say it is. No expectation is the best expectation. Always remember that. But back to Ugly God. It's safe to say that people are still discovering who he is. I know the record Water was a tune. It's got like 30 million views on SoundCloud. Let's play a little of it, see if it rings any bells for anyone.
I drip on your bitch like water. I splash on your bitch with the water. Water, 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 water. Water on my bitch, I keep it wet like my cell phone. Bitches on me.
All right, stop it, please. I'm scared that's just dirty. Go ahead.
Still don't know who he is. Heard the record, maybe. Well, Ugly God was pulled over for careless driving this weekend, and he had the nerve, the audacity, the unmitigated gall to play the you don't know who I am card. Oh, yes, it was all captured on IG Live. Let's hear it.
Unless you hold that car in the middle of the road, you'll continue to get tickets like this. I just wrote you a warning for it. I don't know if you guys saw it, but they probably know who I am.
Nobody knows who you are, man.
You don't think so?
I've never met you before. But here's the deal. I'm done talking for the night.
Got a warning for the careless driver.
What's my court date? The court date is set for July the 24th.
I'm being L.A.
Okay, well, that has nothing to do with me. Call and schedule another time.
Is it a fine I got to pay?
Yeah, you can pay a fine, man. Hey, here's your tickets. Now you can call.
No, I don't know how this works. I'm new to this thing. Like, real talk, look me up.
Okay, I'll look you up when I get back in my truck.
Right? Like, I'm for real.
Okay.
This ugly space guy.
Good night. All right, Mr. Davis.
Ugly space God. Look, I love the confidence, young brother.
I would never try that.
Listen, I love the confidence, young brother, but it's a thin line between confidence and arrogance. And let's deal with reality, bruh. I know you got 30 million views on Water on SoundCloud. I know you on the 2017 Double XL freshman list. I know some people are anticipating you're the booty tape. That's actually the name of his project, the booty tape. But you are in no position to say to anyone, you don't know who I am, okay? By the way, most people, if you have to say you don't know who I am, then you probably nobody. One of my favorite quotes in life is work hard until you no longer need to introduce yourself. Ugly God, you are in that space right now, that space where you need to keep working hard and introducing yourself to everyone. And even when you think you are the biggest thing in the world, it will always be someone who doesn't know you. So don't ever think you are so big or that important that the whole world knows you. Humble thyself before you are humbled. This situation made me think about two things. Once, maybe a year ago, maybe two, I don't remember, I met Beyonce, right? And Beyonce actually shook my hand and said, "Hi, I'm Beyonce." Beyonce! Probably one of the few people on this planet who everyone knows introduced herself as if I was from another planet and possibly didn't know who she was. So I'm saying that to say, if one of the most well-known people on the planet isn't on some "do you know who I am" stuff, then why does your 20-year-old ass have that type of energy? The word of the day, kids, is humble. Do you remember when Jay-Z, ironically, Beyonce's husband, rode the train once to go perform at the Barclays Center, and it was this massive crowd around him, and an old lady asked him, "Are you famous?" Jay-Z could have hit her with a "do you know who I am?" But he didn't. He simply said this.
"Not very famous. You don't know me.
I don't know.
Now get there someday. My name is Jay. What's your name?"
"Ellen. What do you do?"
"Ellen. I make music."
That's humility.
Right.
That's humility. In the words of Ralph Waldo Emerson, a great man is always willing to be little. I just want you youngins to understand that you will go a lot further when you humble yourself, okay? Matthew 23:12 says, "Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." If you don't, okay, if you don't know what exalted means, high rank of status, at a high powerful level, held in high regard, you know, the type of person who doesn't have to say, "People, you know who I am," all right? Okay, that's what that is. That's what exalted means, all right? You don't have to say you know who I am, because people already know who they are. Well, those of you who like to exalt yourself by saying things like, "Do you know who I am?" you will be humbled. And humble people will continue to rise because people will lift them up, because we like to see people who aren't full of themselves win. Ugly God, you just got a lesson in humility. And as long as you learn from it, you will be fine. Just remember, humility is royalty without a crown. And if you can't remember that next time you're in a situation where you feel like exalting yourself, just remember this cop's voice in your head.
"I don't know if you guys saw it, but they probably know who I am."
"Nobody knows who you are, man."
"You don't think so?"
"I've never met you before."
Wait, why? Wow. I need to hear that one more time. Please, I need to hear that one more time.
"I don't know if you guys saw it, but they probably know who I am."
"Nobody knows who you are, man."
"You don't think so?"
"I've never met you before."
That is God talking to that cop, telling Ugly God to humble thyself. Please give Ugly God the sweet sounds in the Hamiltons.
"You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw."
Nobody knows who you are.
Man, listen, man, humble thyself or you will be humbled.
That is funny.
That is just a nice little lesson in humility that we all can learn from this morning.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, I love when donkey of the days can be teachable moments.
All right. Now, when we come back, shoot your shot.
Yes.
800-585-1051. You know, we do this each and every Monday. If you want to shoot your shot with somebody, maybe your coworker, maybe your friend, maybe your neighbor, maybe you think you have a chance and you just want to call the Breakfast Club so you can have a little support from us. We're going to allow you to shoot your shot.
It's worked out quite well for some people.
Some people. Some people,
some
not
people
so much.
Not, but
right.
Hey.
Listen, man, you know the motto is shoot your shot.
The only shots you miss are the ones you don't take.
There you go.
All right. 800-585-1051. Shoot your shots next at the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with the Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
Brandon, what's up, bro?
Hey, man, what's good?
We calling for shoot your shot, man. What's the situation?
My situation is that I bumped into this girl that I went to school with a long time ago. Her name is Brittany.
Okay.
Some buddies of mine, we went over to a strip club, and she was at the strip club.
Working or chilling?
Like, oh, she was working.
Okay, was she bartending or was she stripping?
No. This is Big Body Brittany. Big Body Brittany was doing her thing. You know, hips, big lips, big ass.
So what do you want, sir? What are you calling for? What do you want with Big Body Brittany?
I'm trying to get a date with her.
Okay, like a real date, like you want to court her and like be her boyfriend potentially, or...
I'm trying to see what can happen. I'm trying to shoot my shot. I'm trying to get with it.
Why didn't you tip her in the script club? Why didn't you go up to her and whisper in the air, you don't have to be here? I can change this.
Do you mind that she still works there after you guys go out?
I don't mind if she works there after we go out, but I've been going up there already. I've been tipping her. I've been going up there regularly. We go up there every Friday, every Saturday. I just been on my own trying to, you know, really just trying to put the work in.
This isn't one of those situations where you've been tipping her so much that you feel like she owes you, is it?
No.
How much you be tipping her, bro?
I make it rain a little bit. I bring, my 2 to 3, my little after work check, and it's kind
of... You just ain't asked for a date in the script club, though, bro.
Yeah, why you didn't ask for her information?
Well, that's not the way to do it. She's busy working. I'm not going to turn around and try to, distract her while she's working.
She looking to make a couple extra dollars?
But you know what? I feel you, because sometimes it's hard to tell if a stripper really likes you or if she's just doing her job.
And it's her job to like you. Right. So I'm trying to really, trying to get with her.
How'd you get her number?
But she put the number on a matchbook.
So she does like you, because they don't give their number to everybody.
Matchbooks.
Now, Brandon, is this the first stripper you dated?
This is definitely going to be the first stripper I've ever dated.
Big Body Brittany.
Okay, all right. Well, when we come back, you're going to call Big Body Brittany, and we're going to let you try to shoot your shot first. Now, Brittany, if you're struggling and you're having problems, then we'll join in and help you out.
Okay.
Now that's her stripper name, Big Body Brittany?
That's her stripper name, Big
Triple
Body
B.
Brittany.
I can't wait to hear your
Body
approach
Brittany
to this stripper. Right, hold on, I can't wait.
All right, we have Brandon on the line. He's going to shoot his shot with Brittany. Let's get into it. Call the number, bro.
Hello.
Hey, Brittany. How are you? This is Brandon.
Oh. Hey.
Hey. Yeah. How are you? How's everything?
Just hanging.
Oh, good. I was wondering what you were up to this weekend. It's coming. It's Friday. It's a good day to catch up with some folks. Are you gonna be busy this weekend?
It's Friday. I can make some arrangements.
Nice.
Why? What's up? What are we going to be doing?
Oh, we're going to go, we're going to go kick it at the club, catch up with some friends.
She thinks she's getting charged.
She's always in the club. Go somewhere else.
She's always in the club. Take her somewhere else. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Brittany. This
Surprise.
Is DJ Envy, Charlamagne, and Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club.
Oh, hey, Britt.
Brandon says you dance with him all the time at
That's
the strip club.
That's not what he said. He wants to shoot his shot, Brittany.
He's scared to be in love with a stripper. Wait. He likes you. He wants to make an honest woman out of you. He wants to get you off the pole. That's what he wants
now,
to
he
do.
Now, he doesn't mind what you do for a living, but he just wants to take you outside of work.
Now, he doesn't want to pay you for going out with him this weekend, because that would be prostitution, so you would have to go out with him for free.
He never said that.
Yeah, he wants you to like him for who he is, not for his money.
Yes.
Well, I definitely want to go out somewhere fancy.
Of course you do. You're a stripper.
We know that.
For sure. We'll definitely do something
fancy. Where are you guys thinking about going?
Red Lobster.
Applebee's.
What? I don't think so.
Chili's.
I want something more fancier than that.
Okay. Sizzler. Anything for you, boo. All the Waffle House you can eat.
Right.
What you call fancy, boo?
Something
anything
like...
in a hotel?
What type of hotel we talking about?
Oh, my gosh. Now, Brittany, you don't have a boyfriend, do you?
No, I have friends.
Okay. All right, is Brandon a potential? Do you even know who he is for sure?
Does it matter?
Oh, no, God. No. Okay, Brandon, go out and have some fun.
Have a good time, guys.
Take her to Doubletree, get her the free cookies, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I could go for one of those right now, I'm not going to lie.
Maybe if you're lucky, she'll give you a little private lap dance in the room, if you know what I'm saying.
Brittany, are you looking for a man? You ready to settle down?
It crossed my mind every now and then.
How much you charge for private dances, Brittany?
For you, I'll give you a good discount. How about that?
Wait, hold on.
I'm talking for Brandon.
No. Okay, Brandon. Okay, I'm not going to lie. Brandon, I don't know about this.
How much is it? How much?
She just offered Charlamagne a dance.
I like more than 3 zeros.
More than 3 zeros. All right.
Okay, more than 3.
Wow. Brandon, you have
That's
fun.
A lot.
Brandon, you got that much money, Brittany?
Just a dance?
It's been a fun time so far.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right,
Brandon. All right, you guys. Have a great time,
Brandon,
man.
Brandon is what you call stripper starstruck right now.
Nah, this is prostitution.
Well, you know what? She's keeping it real.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
She wants to go to a nice, fancy restaurant.
Got to get that money.
Wow, this is prostitution. Okay, thanks, guys. That is prostitution. No, if I pay you and you give me sex, that's prostitution. That's what
he didn't say. He was paying her. She said she wants to go to a nice, fancy restaurant.
What's sad about this situation is this girl doesn't even realize when she's not in stripper mode. You got a guy who actually likes you and wants to wife you up for who you are, right, and you still in stripper mode. You still, like, it costs $300 for lap dances, and I want to go to a fancy restaurant. Like, he's not commissioning you for that. He really likes you, man.
Well, she said more than three zeros, sir. That would be $3,000.
Yeah, not 300.
More than three zeros?
Yes.
Oh, I thought she meant, like, three and then a zero, zero.
No, yeah, she meant, like, okay, 10,000. Okay. Or better.
No, so 3,000 or better.
Not for no goddamn private lap dance.
She said 3 zeros.
Unless by private lap dance she mean penetration.
3 zeros would be 1,000.
Okay, so you get up to 9,000. That's with 3 zeros, and then after that it's 4 zeros. That's 10,000.
He only wants one dance, so that's 3,000. Anyway.
That could be $1,000.
That could be $1,000.
Like, I don't know what the hell y'all talking
about. I thought she wanted more than 3 zeros.
More than 3 zeros is $1,000.
All right, $1,001.
There you go.
Okay.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Rumors on the way.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
Well, here's the story. The LAPD is looking to talk to Lil' Kim. Apparently, she had went to go rent out a house for a BET Awards weekend, and they didn't like the house. So they tried to get their money back, but the owner, the property manager, they would not give the money back. There was an argument. The cops were called. The police told them it was a civil matter. They couldn't do anything about it at that time, so they left. But then at 4 a.m., a group of people showed up at that house with ski masks and weapons and got back Kim's deposit check in cash, which is about $20,000. Then law enforcement sources are saying that they also slashed the victim's tires and stole a hubcap. So now they're launching a robbery investigation.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Lil' Kim. God damn, if there's one person that keeps it consistent out here in these streets, it is the queen freaking bee.
Hot damn,
right?
Ho.
Queen Kim is crazy.
You calling Lil' Kim a hoe?
No, I'm quoting her lyrics from the Quiet Storm remix. Here we go again. You should know that. All right. Then other issues that happened BET Awards weekend. Chris Brown and the Migos allegedly had got into some type of situation at the BET after party. Now, I didn't see anything happen in this video footage involving Chris Brown directly, but witnesses are saying that somebody in Chris Brown's group pushed Quavo, and then one of the guys from the Migos jumped in and he got punched. I don't know. Did you guys see the video footage?
I didn't see none of that on the video.
I didn't know if there was other footage.
I was too busy watching the Migos and Joe Budden.
All right, well, let's talk about that, too. The Migos and Joe Budden looked like they were about to get into
it. One thing real quick, though. Real quick. If Chris Brown did have somebody from his camp push Quavo, that's whack, bro. Carucci don't want you no more. Cowabunga has moved on.
And sometimes people in your camp do things not necessarily because you want them to.
That is true.
Well, it makes you look weak. Kawasaki has moved on, okay? She's dating Quavo.
Carucci is her name.
Her name is Carucci.
Okay. I know one thing. If Quavo and Carucci have a baby, they baby got to have the most unique name ever. Like, they got to beat Beyonce and Solange, Oprah.
Well, Quavo's not his real name. Well, is it his real name?
You don't even know. You just
I don't know.
As a couple, they are Quavucci.
Quavucci.
Quavucci. Quavucci. That sounds like Quavucci. You got to go to the doctor. The doctor got to give you a shot for Quavucci.
All right. Well, the Migos and Joe Budden also got into it at the BET Awards. They were doing an interview for Everyday Struggle. That's Joe Budden, an academic show. And things got a little bit weird. Here's what happened.
Do it look like I'm lift off Adam Bush?
Nah. I mean, that's one thing I like about the group. Because ever since when you were in jail, even though you might see one or the other, y'all move as a collective.
All right, we got to wrap this up, though.
I didn't
wrap
it up, then.
Hey, listen, man, I wish I could talk to the Migos longer, man. It's one of my favorite groups. I've been covering for so long. I'm glad they're succeeding, man.
Hey, man, you guys are nominated tonight. Have a good show.
Wait.
Security. Drop one of Clues bombs for the Migos.
Now, Joe Budden tweeted out, had the pleasure of speaking with Migos, hashtag Everyday Struggle. He said they shouldn't have sat there, LOL, and he was responding to people. And then he went on to say, they was just a little too sassy for me, that's all. Y'all think everybody with a song you like can fight.
I'm thinking two things here. Either Joe Budden was upset that Academics was deriding Migos.
That's what it seemed like.
Or Joe Budden was upset that the Migos was giving a Migos-style interview. We've interviewed the Migos at least four or five times. How many have we actually aired?
None.
Maybe
I feel like we did. Did we add one?
Yeah. We recently just add one, but Migos, they're terrible interviews. They don't give good interviews. But this is my thing. They shouldn't give interviews. The Migos make great music. It's a lot of artists nowadays who don't do interviews. You don't see too many Young Thug interviews. You don't see
Chief Keef. The Weeknd.
Chief Keef does terrible interviews.
The Weeknd don't do interviews.
Lil Uzi Vert doesn't do them.
J. Cole don't really do them anymore. Mm-hmm. Kendrick don't do them anymore. It's okay to not do interviews. So Migos is one of those groups that really shouldn't be doing interviews, man. It's a waste of everybody's time.
Well, I admire the fact that they still at least attempt to do them.
I admire the fact that when they ready to set it off, they get up, they do it in a group way. Quavo gets up first, then Offset, then Takeoff. Then the rest of QC comes to bring more damage. I love it.
All right, now let's discuss Lamar Odom versus Stephen A. Smith. Now, Stephen A. Smith had this to say.
God bless him. We're wishing nothing but the best. But metaphorically speaking, his first move as the executive of the New York Knicks was to sign Lamar Odom, who was on crack.
All right, so Lamar Odom's lawyer responded and wrote a letter. Dear ESPN, this letter is in response to a statement made by your employee, Mr. Stephen A. Smith, during the airing of First Take. And he said, let's put aside the fact that Lamar passed all the required physicals and medical tests necessary to play in the league. Let's put aside the fact that Mr. Smith attempted to qualify his statement by saying how much he likes Lamar and wishes him well in his recovery. Let us look at what his statement does, not only to Lamar, but to any and all professional athletes that are struggling with addiction. And then he goes on to talk about that being a vulgar joke and for him to target Lamar Odom as a punchline of a vulgar joke. And then Stephen A. Smith responded in writing as well. Smith, who ranted he said, because of my personal affection for Lamar Odom, and only for that reason, I want to return to my comments about something I've repeated quite often over the last few days. The flagrant ineptitude that I feel has been on continual display by Knicks president Phil Jackson. So he said the comments were not to put any more focus on Lamar Odom's much publicized drug use and addiction. He was not the target of my ire. So he says that Lamar is one of the nicest athletes any of us have encountered.
What's that got to do with him smoking crack, though? Like, Stephen A. Smith, did he tell a lie?
I mean, I think it is well documented that Lamar Odom had a drug problem, but I guess they were saying to make it a punchline.
It wasn't a punchline.
It wasn't.
I guess
really
he said
he wasn't
on crack when he was going to come to the Knicks. I guess that's what he was saying.
I just hate when people get upset over things that actually happened. If you actually were smoking crack or were on crack, why are you upset? Don't be mad at anybody but yourself.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, now, thank you for your rumors.